Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
We're back live here at Oracle Open World 2014 here at the beautiful Moscone West in San Francisco, California. And Shay, we have one more before we break for lunch here, but I'm happy to postpone lunch for this one. This is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. All of our interviews today have been absolutely wonderful. Everybody's just so excited here. It's been a great experience for us, and I know this is my first time out here, and it's just been amazing.
Well, it's no collaborate, and we're going to talk about that in a minute here. We have with us Mr. James Hobbs, Senior Director of Global Programs with Meeting Expectations. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Like Shay said, it's our first time in San Francisco, so why don't you briefly... before we get into Meeting Expectations, kind of talk about this conference and what you like about Open World so far.
Great. I have actually been around Open World. This is my 18th year to be at this particular event. I used to be on the team that actually put this together. And I think one of the things, well, now for me personally, after all these over 20 years in Oracle, it's more like a big reunion for me.
Right.
So I think this is one of the great aspects of getting to come to these things. It's a great bonding time again, rekindling some old good friendships and kind of seeing what's going on here in the future and how that's really going to affect all of the user groups as we go into planning our events in future years as well.
Sure. And I really want to dive into your events here. Before we do that, kind of give people a brief overview of what Meeting Expectations is, mission and purpose, that kind of thing.
Great. Well, we are an association management and event planning company. So essentially what we do is we take care of every facet of an association's business. We represent very proudly the Oracle Applications Users Group, which has been around for over 20 years now, just about the same amount of time that Meeting Expectations has been in business. And so we do everything from manage associations' business processes, from their banking and to their membership, to managing all of their events as well, which is where I come into play. I handle all of their global events, and keeping their visibility out into Oracle's customer base and making sure people are getting a lot of great information and education throughout the year.
Well, and obviously the big event is Collaborate 2015, but actually I kind of want to end on that high note here, and I want to start off with some other events that you guys have coming up. You have the OAUG Connection Point, you have Hyperion Online, and you have AppStack Online. So kind of briefly kind of go over these and what people have to look forward to for these events.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So our OAUG Connection Points events were really designed to reach the audience who really cannot afford to get away for a week at a really large conference.
Yeah, it's expensive, man.
You know, it is. It costs a lot of money, and we're aware of that. They can't get all that time out of the office that they need. So it was an answer for people's budgets, time, and just really trying to continue delivering the kind of information they need to help them with their everyday job. And we started that about 5 years ago. These were designed as two-day face-to-face events, and pretty low-tech, no bells and whistles, but a way for people to really network in an intimate environment and really get to see their peers and meet with a lot of the Oracle execs one-on-one, because it is a smaller type of environment. And as we've been seeing the economy grow back and all of our attendance draw at Collaborate is increasing again, we're finding that people are really now not even necessarily needing this two-day event to go to a live, because they can go to the bigger conferences again, but they want to do it online. So what we have been doing, started this last year, is taking our brand to an online service as well. So we've still got our face-to-face events, and now we've got what is turning into a three-day online event where we deliver around six sessions a day.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great, and the response has been wonderful. We've got one. We really target our communities on this, so for all of our Hyperion users, our Primavera users, and another really huge sector of our audience, which is AppStech. It's applications technology focused people who really are doing both the functional user's job as well as the technology side of the house with the database and development, and those roles are really combined, and so we handle that audience, and this is just a way to, you know, continue helping them.
Well, moving it online also made it a great and instead of an or, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So people can kind of do that in conjunction with going to Collaborate and still get the most out of, just everything OAEG has to offer, right?
Yep, definitely.
So what are some other education services that OAEG is delivering?
We do a very large online program all year long, essentially. So, but those are opportunities that are free if you're a member. So we've got, you know, it really kind of depends. They come out from our special interest groups. They are special 2-week-long events where we do the best of Collaborate. We've got a really great program coming up this fall for our Hyperion community, which is going to be a 3-day online event. One of the cool things that we do at Collaborate are workshops. So the education that we deliver takes on many, many different forms and opportunities for the audience at large.
So I want to go ahead and switch to the big ticket item here, Collaborate 2015.
Viva Las Vegas.
That's right. I actually had the pleasure of being at last year's, which was a lot of fun. It's probably one of the most fun I've had at a conference in a while, regardless from the fact that I was in Las Vegas.
Yeah, doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt at all. It was a great idea. So tell me a little bit about what's going to be different about 2015, besides it's obviously a change of venue, but go ahead and tell us about that.
One of the things that we're really doing is reinventing how we're delivering a lot of our content, and we are really bringing in a more end-to-end solution training opportunity for a lot of our attendees. What they'll be able to do is attend a series of sessions that are not just a 45-minute talking head that goes to their PowerPoints and it's done. These are really going to be designed to be a more work group type of environment where you'll have an hour setting the stage of what the project's going to be. They're going to break out into groups and for another hour, go through the entire solution of what the product might need to be doing, say, during an implementation, and then they all come back together and offer their solutions. But it's really going to be a much more not a hands-on situation where you have your laptops and you're downloading product demos and stuff like that and test scenarios, but a way for them to really work together as a group to come up with new solutions on everyday problems that they might be experiencing with their products. So it is a rethinking of that delivery, but with more practical experience that you can walk away from rather than trying to guess how you just need to do it once you get home. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it sounds like cool. Something that people are getting a lot of value out of. Is that kind of methodology transferring to your OAEG forum?
The OAEG forum is really the entirety of all things that we offer.
Okay.
So what's really great about Collaborate is that we get to partner with two really strategic other user groups in the community, one that is purely technology and one that is also an applications organization that handles JD Edwards and PeopleSoft. So each of us have our own forum. There's the Quest forum, IOUG forum, and OAUG forum. And each of those forums really designates everything that each of the groups are going to be delivering during the week. So specifically for ours, these new training methodologies will be incorporated into the OAUG forum for those folks that want to take advantage of those types of scenarios.
And of course, there are going to be lots of Oracle execs there.
Yep.
Just like always.
Yep.
People can have the opportunity to get one-on-one with them, just like in the online?
Yeah, they are. And that's one of the more exciting programs that I get to work with. A lot of folks I've been working with for years that come in for this. And essentially what we do is we create a 20-minute face-to-face opportunity for them to just really sit down with the Cliff Godwins of the world who just spoke here a few minutes ago. And he loves these opportunities. But we've got our execs from the Hyperion field. We've got them from Oracle Support. We've got them from Primavera. It really just depends on what people are looking for, and they can just literally sign up. If you're registered with us, you just sign up for the time that you want. And I think it's one of those things that helps to maximize a person's experience and those dollars that you're spending, because that's what you're going there for. You want to know what's going on with all these products that you invested in, and what is the future going to be, because things are changing so dramatically. And when you have that kind of opportunity, it just doesn't happen everywhere. It's
right.
Pretty exclusive, and that's one of the great things that we can offer. That's not in this big giant open world scenario where you've got 50,000 people. But at ours, you can break it down, distill it down, and have a a really great conversation with these folks where at an event like this that it is amazing. It's just a little busy. It's hard to nail them down.
More focused to collaborate.
It really is on that education aspect of things, and it is designed specifically for that. You know, Open World is very different than Collaborate. I think they're very complementary in what they do.
Sure.
And when you have an opportunity to go to an event that is really designed and created by all of the customers and the users, you're obviously going to have a completely different experience. And the viewpoint that you get is one that really enables you to go home and work practically from the experiences that you had to really, you know, help your team back in the office work more fluently with the products that they've invested in, and really, I think, come out with just amazing solutions that really helps your company out.
Well, this has been absolutely wonderful, James. I know I'm looking forward to collaborate. It sounds like you guys are continuing to up the ante, provide value, and make it a return on an investment for people who want to attend.
Yeah, great. Well, I know we're all really looking forward to being there again. It's at the Mandalay Bay in April. Weather's going to be beautiful.
It's gonna be awesome.
Bring your money for some slot machines and a little bit of gambling and a little bit of patience for sitting in some classes. After all, that's what you're
there,
really
you
there
go.
For.
You can lick your wounds in the classes.
That, right? Exactly, along with your Bloody Mary that's hiding in the water bottle that we give away.
Nice. Well, thanks for coming out, James.
Thanks a lot.
All right, I'm Michael Lau here for Shay Thomas. We'll be back in a little bit here at Oracle Open World 2014.